Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The second of two men arrested on federal charges of illegally being part of taking a northern goshawk from a nest in Vilas County has been sentenced. 69-year-old James Kitzman of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, was sentenced in federal court in Madison for engaging in a conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act. Kitzman and fellow falconer from Michigan, Edward Taylor, both face federal charges, including having false paperwork. U.S. Magistrate Stephen Crocker sentenced Kitzman to not take part in the sport of falconry for 3 years, was fined $15,000, and forfeited his pickup truck that was used in the illegal transport. Kitzman and Taylor agreed to swap the goshawk taken illegally in Vilas County with a captive-bred Finnish goshawk. It's illegal to sell or barter northern goshawks because they're migratory birds and protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Taylor paid a $10,000 fine. The money paid will go to the Lacey Act Reward Fund in care of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The northern goshawk recently was taken to a wildlife rehabilitator. It will eventually be released back into the wild. And two bald eagles shot in northern Wisconsin in the last month could not be saved. WAOW Television said the birds had been taken to the Raptor Education Group in Antigo for treatment. The center has seen an increase in the shooting of protected animals. Marge Gibson is the organization's executive director.
We had 24 shootings last year, and we take care of about 900 patients. Not all bald eagles, but all protected species.
Ann Gibson posed the question, if we've seen that many, how many are we not seeing? She estimates the 900 injured animals they see yearly are only 2 to 5% of how many are really out there. When these most recent shootings happened in February, there was no hunting season open at the time.
It's, it's disgusting, and it needs to be called for what it is. You don't accidentally shoot an adult bald eagle.
Since the birds are federally protected, the DNR and U.S. Fisheries and Wildlife are investigating the crimes. The maximum penalty is $100,000 and a year in prison. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind says he's worried about the future of Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act is being challenged in a case that has come before the U.S. Supreme Court. Kind says the high court could strike down the federal health care program and leave thousands of people in Wisconsin without health insurance. The Democratic congressman says people would lose their protections against pre-existing conditions if the Obamacare rules are struck down. And a Kenosha woman is being accused of doing more than just watching over children at her home daycare. 31-year-old Deanna Williams was charged Monday with selling crack cocaine. Kenosha police arrested Williams last week. They say when they took her to jail, they also found marijuana and a purse filled with public benefit cards bearing the names of other people. And UW-Madison is ending another study abroad program because of coronavirus. The school on Friday canceled its study abroad program in Italy. The move comes after the CDC imposed new travel restrictions on Italy because of coronavirus. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for cloudy skies to continue with a 30% chance of a snow shower, high near 36. For tonight, slight chance of snow showers, cloudy, low around 21. Wednesday, cloudy, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 35. That's the news. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe with Katie here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.